This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you part of this program. Award nominated. We don't win, but we do get nominated. PGA Tour, the Players' Championship, the 17th hole, the Island Green. That starts Thursday, NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. You can also watch this program on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. We'll let you know when you can sign up to be in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge with March Madness. Got a lot of great people in there. Fritzy, of course, has been asking for some big names. Probably not smart of him to go after some names who have no idea who I am or this show is. But for Fritzy's ego to be able to reach out to beautiful women around the world, it certainly helps. So, Todd, how are we doing on the celebrity front here for the Bracket Challenge?
We're doing pretty well. Actually, Michael Bublé, who the last couple of years was kind of hesitant to get involved, said he would do it this year.
He was on the Bublé the past couple of years.
Oh, bloop, bloop.
He was on the Bublé. That's very nice. March Madness. That's a good
Gordon point. Ramsay, not in yet, but didn't say no.
There you go.
Okay.
George Brett is going to be joining us. A couple others I can mention for you. We love George Brett. Kirk Cousins is going to do
now,
something.
I don't care about the guys. I care about the women you've asked who've said no.
Oh. Some of the women who said no include Zendaya, Drew Barrymore.
That's a real bummer that Zendaya is not going to do
it. Yeah, because I know that she knows her hoops.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Everybody, we called her America's sweetheart a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Everybody loves Drew Barrymore. She used to be America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Who else, Todd, said no?
Carrie Underwood. Kristen Bell was too busy. Jacqueline Smith from the old Charlie's Angels.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Alessandra Ambrosio. Yeah, Denise Richards also recently took a pass. It's not her thing, I think, is what the publicist said.
Okay. What is her thing?
I don't know.
Yes.
If there's young kids around, you might have to earmuff this. But Drew Barrymore was the very first Playboy magazine that I was like, we got to get that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometime in the 90s. Yeah.
Okay.
She was there. I was like, that's one that we need to buy.
I've been in a couple of movies with Drew. She's a wonderful, very nice woman. And, of course, you know, her and Sandler are great friends.
Yeah.
What other women? Margot Robbie said no.
Yeah, but what? Kelly Clarkson is strongly considering, as is Dylan Dreyer, the NBC Today weather woman. So there's a show, some animal show on the weekend, I
this
think.
This is not a joke. This is not a bit. It's not a joke.
Feeling pretty good about Dylan Dreyer, and I think a few others are going to come through.
What about nobody loves local reporters, anchors, weather people like Todd does?
There are several Connecticut ones that I want to invite, but it's Connecticut. It's a national show, yeah. So you don't know who.
What about Jennifer Lammers? Who's
I actually did send her a note the other day. I haven't heard back just
yet. Why don't you ask Billy Bush if he wants to be involved with that's Lammers. extra.
I am surprised I haven't heard back from Lin-Manuel Miranda, though, yet, on the guy side. I thought that would be up his alley.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
All right.
And we invited Simon and Garfunkel and John Cusack off of yesterday's conversation.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
He thought Lin-Manuel Miranda was a woman until he Googled
it. Yes, I know.
That's a man.
Yeah. You thought L-Y-N-N. It's right. Actually L-I-N.
You could easily get tricked.
Yeah. Do you know that the play that he's responsible for, Todd?
That Alexander Hamilton thing.
Do you know the name of it?
Alexander Hamilton.
Round the world and back again. Hairy like my chinny chin. Throw it in the garbage bin.
Do you know who Alexander Hamilton is?
He was a former president, I believe.
What?
Wasn't he a president? He was a vice president?
Todd finished second in his class every week.
Yeah, I know. Of 600.
Went into a lot of stuff on that.
Oh, you did?
There's a lot of math and science.
Yes, Marv.
No, I'm just shocked that he didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Alexander Hamilton. Original cast, by the way.
Yeah, I did. I saw it twice. Original cast.
No big deal.
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera. Original cast. Saw that, too. Just letting you know.
Not giving away my shot.
Oh, stop it.
Sounds terrible.
You never saw it, though.
I saw it on TV.
Okay. Not the same.
They did the live thing.
Yeah.
Nah.
Todd, do you know the name of the play?
I can't remember the name. I know it was a big deal. I just know Manuel Miranda and Alexander Hamilton.
Seton, would you tell him the name of the play?
Hamilton?
There you go, Hamilton.
Go figure.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Stat of the day brought you Fiddler on the Roof.
Lime.
Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls coming up. Poll question for the final hour of the program is what?
Yeah, we just put up the one Paul was talking about. Would you rather have your number retired by the Lakers, but you're not a Hall of Famer, or you play for multiple teams and are a Hall of Famer?
Okay. And then what was the final tally of the other poll question for the first 2 hours about Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers? That was mean-spirited, but good.
Yeah, it was fun. Who wants their current quarterback less right now? The Packers are leading with 68% of the vote. Yeah.
Over the Raiders.
Ravens have, 32.
Paulie, I just saw Ryan Leaf walk by.
Yeah, our buddy just popped in the studio.
Oh, let's see if Ryan wants to join us.
Oh, please.
Yeah, maybe he can sit in your chair there. Former quarterback, done some great stuff. I saw him on the NFL Network. He did some stuff. There he is.
Hey. Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf, everybody.
Ryan Leaf is here.
Look at that. How about that?
Is he in our tournament?
How are we doing? I just had to drop my car off at the Kia of Milford, so I thought I'd come over and sit for the 2 hours and watch your show, and then he asked me to come work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great to see you. The NFL Network, I've seen you on the doing the morning thing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. They've given me an opportunity to break down some players, and then last week I got to host the whole show for 3 days while Peter Schrager was at the combine. So that was a lot of fun.
You brought up something, and I'm going to get to this other situation with Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. But you brought up something about Russell Wilson and why he's been struggling. And I'd not heard that from anybody. So if you could enlighten our audience on what you think could be maybe at the crux of Russ struggling in Denver.
Well, I didn't mean for it to be an excuse or anything. It's not. I just don't think enough people had context around what happened. So when he got to IMG before he started to go into the draft, he met a young man by the name of Trevor Moad. And Trevor worked really in the cognitive thinking, behavior aspect of things. He's worked with Alabama and Nick Saban and Kirby Smart in Georgia for years, helping them players build this mentality. And he really worked with Russell. And Russell bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. It's a neutral thinking. It is about not allowing a semblance of negativity into your thinking at all. It's not necessarily positive thinking. It's just staying as neutral as possible. And I think it's, and he bought into it so much that it almost seems at times like he's a simulation sometimes.
Yes.
And so that can be off-putting. That could be isolating. But Trevor, who helped me once I got out of prison, started working with me the way I think and the way I go about things. And he's a big reason why I'm the person I am right now in these last 10 years. He passed away. Unfortunately, right at the end of Russell's tenure in Seattle. And they usually did their work in the off season, so they probably had all their work kind of done and ready to go that year. And he struggled, of course, his last year in Seattle with injuries. And I just think it was something that truly affected him. Last year, I think he just went so much over the top to try to be that way. It did look like he was a simulation at times last year. And I had some friends of his reach out here after they saw me talk about it and said this was kind of spot on. And you're right. No one was talking about this. Everybody was kind of, I get people throwing trash at him around everything and some of the things he's done, but I wanted some people to have some context around. And it was also a way to honor my friend who's gone, who did tremendous things for so many people, for Russell in particular, and for me in particular as well.
Yeah, we've had we had Trevor in here. He joined us one show and, you know, talked about positivity and talked about, you know, being with athletes and how you get them ready for an upcoming season or a big game. Ryan Leaf joining us by surprise here in studio. The Lamar Jackson situation. How does this work out for both?
I mean, I don't see how it does. But then to hear the teams last night just instantaneously come out and say, "Well, we're not in the Lamar Jackson business." Mm-hmm. Especially teams that we are talking about need quarterbacks.
But do you think they're saying that and that's the way they're going to be this entire summer? Or do you think the Falcons go,
listen to this.
Anybody?
Yeah, listen to this. So when I was on Good Morning Football the other morning, I said, anything you hear from Super Bowl to draft day, you can't believe a word that comes out of anybody's mouth. Yeah. Nobody's. Not an agent's, not a player's, not a front office, anybody. Because everybody's trying to leverage everybody. Everybody's trying to get something more off somebody. So yeah, I don't like the public aspect of it where they came out and did that. Maybe they were posturing because I can't fathom a bunch of teams going after Lamar Jackson right now because you can get him by paying him what he wants and all you have to give up is two first-round draft picks. I'm all in that thing if I'm the Jets, if I'm the Panthers, if I'm the Falcons.
Yeah, but are you paying him $230 million guaranteed?
Yes. Yes. Yes, this is where contracts are going and this is why no one wants to do it because they don't want a second. They can use the Deshaun Watson as an outlier because of the significant difference of what was going on last year. They don't want to pay a second one because then owners throughout the league now know every time they sign a quarterback, it's going to have to be fully guaranteed money.
But I know they're trying to reset the market.
Yeah.
But I would be saying to Lamar and his mom, we're going to look at Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson's contract. Like, that's where we can be, and we want you to be here, and we will guarantee, you know, you'll get the same numbers that they're getting. And, you know, is that going to be good enough for you? Or do you just say, nope, I should be paid every bit what Deshaun Watson's getting paid?
He is stuck to his guns. And I'll give him a ton of credit for that because I don't think for a second that if there isn't a contract that comes on the table and he's asked to play on the non-exclusive tag next year, I don't think he plays on it either.
But I got to give up two first-round picks for him and pay him all that money. I think Atlanta would be an ideal place for him. I could see the Commanders and Daniel Snyder giving the middle finger to the rest of the NFL and saying, hey, before I sell this team, I'm going to give him that. You guys deal with that. You guys deal with that when your contracts come up. But if you're the Bengals and you're the Chargers, are you going to pay $230 million guaranteed to Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert?
Yes. Those two are by far
guaranteed money.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where it's going. The quarterback position is going to be a fully guaranteed position, and they are holding out as long as they can.
But I can guarantee that, Ryan, but I don't want to guarantee $230 million. I'd like to bring him back to where the other players are.
I know you'd like to. He's not willing to do that. And he right now is one of the best quarterbacks in all of the NFL, and that is a league
okay,
that is run by that.
All right, here you go. You got Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Give me the order of you're going to pay $230 million guaranteed.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert.
Okay. All right. But all three in your bank account are getting $230 million guaranteed.
Yeah, they can. Capologists, general managers, they can figure a way to get it done. Man. Just listen to Andrew Brandt. He's helped me a ton in figuring out how to go about this, where you go and pay your quarterback a ton of money, a huge portion of what the cap percentage is, and still be able to field a very competitive team. He's been incredibly helpful to me to understand
that. But you've got Lamar, who's been injured the last 2 years. I'm not going to pay you on what you did. I got to pay you on what we are going to do together as we move forward. I can't pay him that kind of
money.
I'm not going to give him guaranteed $230 million.
If you paid him what he did, every time he's been on the field, he's been the best player in that division. At the quarterback position. When he's been hurt, he's been hurt. I don't fault him at all for not playing at the end of the year if he wasn't 100% because he went out and played on his fifth year. They should have done this deal.
Yes.
They should have done this deal after year three.
But the same thing with the Giants, with Daniel Jones. They should have.
I don't get that at all.
Would you have given Daniel Jones that deal?
I wouldn't have. Yeah. But they were kind of put themselves in a tough position. They didn't give him the fifth year option, right? He goes out and plays so well that they get to he wins a playoff game, and then he had the leverage. I don't know how much leverage. I don't know who was bidding against.
No, I give him a non-exclusive. You want it?
There you go.
You want him?
You're the only other person I've heard say that. I said it too. They should have given him the non-exclusive, paid him 32.8, and say, do it again in Brian Daboll's offense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
The situation with the Jets. What can the Jets tell Aaron Rodgers? What do you think they told Aaron Rodgers that would make him go, all right, I'm going to be a Jet?
Oh, I'm sure they, clamored to his ego and, approached the narcissistic personality.
Kiss the ring.
And Nathaniel Hackett's there.
You want Aaron Rodgers?
No. Listen to this, people. All right. You are the New York Jets. Do you honestly think you bring in an Aaron Rodgers, the team is good enough? You add that piece, they leapfrog Buffalo. They leapfrog Cincinnati. They leapfrog Kansas City. I'm even going to throw Jacksonville and Los Angeles in the equation. Maybe Miami. You think they leapfrog all those people because you only get them for a year. You're only going to get them
for
1 year.
That's why I don't want him because...
There you go. I are so on the same page.
And I never would have thought that.
Yeah. I think they go after Lamar. That's enough. I think they get on that plane and fly right to Baltimore or down to Miami, wherever.
So you would take Lamar if you're the Jets over Aaron Rodgers?
I would pay him I would sign him to his offer sheet, toss over those couple first-round draft picks, and now you got the whole team that you had there before, and you got a guy for the next 5 years in his prime playing in New York where you have been just absolutely anemic at the quarterback position.
And I think they're a year away. I think they're a playoff team, but if I'm making a move, I don't want to make a move that's really a false move, that we have Aaron and then we don't have him. Now what do we really have? Are we back to Mike White?
That's why I like Derek Carr.
I did too.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on that you and I are on the same page?
You just haven't had me on in a long time. You and I just are not, maybe it's my move to Connecticut. We're both Connecticut people now, and so now we think differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, I never would have thought we'd have been on the same page.
Nope. Now we are. Oh, my Lord.
Well, you're growing up.
I am. How cool is this, though? We moved to Connecticut, and Polly's little girls, Peyton and Molly, they babysit my little 5-year-old now.
MacGyver.
Yes. It is the best thing in the world because Polly was the one that always reached out to me back when I was struggling so poorly, and we've stayed friends forever.
Yeah.
And now we're in this place where his little girls are. I go to his girls' little basketball game and MacGyver came along.
I still think that you got to name your kid MacGyver.
How awesome is that?
And your wife was fine with it.
She's the one who picked it.
Damn. But is he going to be Mac or is he going to be, are you going to be, hey, his name is MacGyver?
I call him Mick G.
Okay.
It's MC. It's not spelled like MacGyver, the TV show. It's spelled MCGYVER. So I call him Mick G. Anna calls him Guyver sometimes.
All right.
Some people call him Mac, but he knows when he's in trouble. He'll get the MacGyver Fitzgerald. Ooh. Get your butt over here. Yeah. Yeah.
It's great to see you.
You too.
And I hope your car,
just a 15,000 mile service appointment. It just happens to be down the road. So I thought I'd come in the green room and watch you work.
Always.
Thanks, guys.
Great. Happy for your success. That's
yes,
Ryan Leaf joining us on the program. Yeah. I saw him. I go, Ryan Leaf is here, Paulie. He goes, yeah, he's dropping off his car. I go, oh, okay. Well, have him come in.
How cool is that?
Yeah. All right. And he's done great. Good Morning Football on NFL Network. Done some great things. All right. We'll take a break. Ramona Shelburne going to join us from L.A., NBA insider for the mothership. She was there as Pau Gasol got his jersey retired last night. Get her thoughts on what's going on with the Lakers, Ja Morant, a few other items to talk to her about. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. I got my new clubs. And you know who's really instrumental in me getting my new clubs? Darius Rucker. Because every time I'd be at a golf event and we'd play golf, he'd go, dude, you got to get these clubs. I said, yeah, but I got a partnership with somebody else. He goes, you got to get these clubs. So when we had the opportunity to talk to PXG, I said, hey, I'm all in on this. I know the clubs. I know the driver. I know the putter. You guys have been in Scottsdale for a long time. I know the whole story behind you guys, and I'd love to come in and get a fitting. And I did. You can go to pxg.com or 844-PLAY-PXG or PXG store near you. And when you go in, you want to talk about a thorough fitting. It's going to take you 2.5 hours, probably. But you learn so much about your swing and the clubs that you should be using. And PXG, they leave no doubt there. So it's been great. Just banging balls on the simulator. And where's the first tee and what's the course record? That's what I normally ask. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Watched a lot of NBA last night. I was fascinated with the Thunder. They beat Golden State. Josh Giddey had a triple-double, and I think he's only 20 years of age, kid out of Australia. And, you know, Kyrie Irving has this stat. He's averaging almost 10 points per game in the fourth quarter this season. That would be the best in the NBA in the fourth quarter for any player over the last 25 years.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, Anthony Davis went for 30 and 22, leading the Lakers over the Grizzlies. And Ramona Shelburne, one of our favorites, was there last night in attendance. ESPN NBA insider, senior writer. And for the second straight year, ESPN's NBA coverage celebrates International Women's Day. Today, all women-led broadcast, more than 70 women on camera behind the scenes, leading the NBA coverage. Mavs and Pelicans tip off at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. Tune in for NBA Today, NBA Countdown shows as well. Ramona will be part of the NBA Today panel at 3 Eastern. Good to see you again, Ramona. What's that mean to you, International Women's Day?
Well, you know, for me, it's something like when I came up, I was always like the only one in the press box. And me and maybe one other person. I remember Lisa Dillman from the LA Times. It was me and her on the Clippers. And then we look around, there's nobody else. And now I see women everywhere. And so I think that's really cool that I'm glad we celebrate it, but it's almost because we've done so much here, it's not as rare anymore. And I'm glad every night I walk into the studio, I see women there.
But when you were in high school or college, yep. Who did you look up to?
Oh man, that's Jackie Mack. Jackie McMullen, right? So I grew up in LA and I grew up watching the Lakers, right? And the Boston Celtics. And so I think the first time I met Jackie McMullen when I went out to cover the Lakers against the Celtics in the 2008 finals, I tried to ask, try to introduce myself. And it's the first time, Dan, you know me, I talk a lot, right? Very rare that I cannot find words. I think I just said, I could not even talk to Jackie McMullen. Like, I was like, Jackie, my name is... You're Jackie. Like,
it's like that Chris Farley character on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You're Paul McCartney.
And she's like, yes.
Right. And I don't know if people understand the imprint that Jackie McMullen has left on the NBA. Because, like, I remember we played pickup basketball in Chicago during the NBA Finals. She was on my team. She was just... part of the media. She was not somebody different, but she was. Right. But she
she's Jackie Mack.
Yes. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, and for me too, like playing college softball, like, I played at Stanford and it was like, we made it to the College World Series my senior year. And that was the year where they put the semifinal, they put the whole World Series on ESPN. That was the first year they did that. Before that, you had to make it all the way to the semifinals or the finals. And so, like, I think that might have been my first TV appearance, right? It's just being on ESPN in the College World Series. But now it's like, turn on and there's a softball game all the time. There's people, all summer long or all spring long, we're watching it.
How would you sum up the atmosphere last night with Pau Gasol's jersey retired?
Yeah, it was awesome. First of all, like there's people who came back, right? So there was, it was great to see Phil Jackson up on the video board. He did a video message for him. He stayed mostly in a suite, but we haven't seen Phil in a lot of years here. So that was cool seeing him. I saw his whole the entire Spanish media was there, right? They were. I think I got interviewed by 7 outlets from Barcelona because he really is a national hero there. But that was interesting, Dan, because he. He only played 7 years for the Lakers, right? And they won 2 titles in those 7 years. But he was universally beloved. And it's easy to forget, like, when the last year or so of his time there, it's kind of awkward, right? They tried to trade him in the Chris Paul trade. And then there was other trade, subsequent trade discussions. It was like kind of a messy ending there. But he's sort of right back into the family now. And I thought it was appropriate. His jersey is right next to Kobe and right below James Worthy's. And it's like, that's the kind of player Pau was. Like he was such a gentleman, such a great complimentary player to Kobe. Like you could not have designed a better complimentary player for Kobe Bryant than Pau Gasol. And like the one thing I always remember, when they traded for him, like the Lakers never did midseason trades, never, because Bill ran the triangle and the triangle might as well have been hieroglyphics to most people. Right. Pau literally had like one meeting. He was like, oh yeah, I got this. Okay.
Oh wow.
Because he's so smart, and I think that basketball IQ and with him and Kobe in terms of their basketball IQ running the triangle, it was just a seamless fit, and it was great. It was great seeing there. He had his 2 little kids. He had like the baby there, and then randomly at the end, this is like such a random note, but it was like something that sticks out to me. Jimmy Butler came over.
I know.
Okay, and I remember I was like doing the math. I'm like, wait, the Heat played in Miami last night. And they have a game against Cleveland tomorrow night in Miami. So did Jimmy just fly? Jimmy played with Pau in Chicago, obviously. Did Jimmy just fly on the off day to like give Pau a hug?
That's pretty amazing. Would you rather have your jersey retired in the rafters with the Lakers?
Uh-huh.
Or just be a Hall of Famer elsewhere?
I mean, you can't be in the rafters with the Lakers without being a Hall of Famer. So there's like, it's kind of a debate here in LA, right? There's a lot of Lakers who could have their jersey retired, but they're not Hall of Famers. So like a Michael Cooper, for example, Derek Fisher, those guys have a lot of rings, but they're not up in the rafters because they're not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's like they got a lot of jerseys up there. So they have like a certain standard, and it's, they're doing it quick now too. They don't wait to retire jerseys until you go into the hall. But it was a great scene. And the only thing about Pau, like, you know, do you remember when at the end of his time there, when Mike D'Antoni got there and there was this big fight over playing Powell and Dwight Howard together because playing the two bigs, and Mike D'Antoni was like, no, it's just simple math. You can't have two bigs on the floor at one time. And, you know, it's not how it works. Right. And Powell like really was very offensive. Like at one point they brought Powell off the bench. You remember that? By the end of his time, though, Powell was starting to shoot three pointers. And then when he goes to Chicago and to, I think he finished up in Milwaukee and Portland, he was shooting threes. So you can see that evolution of the game. Like, he just had to change because the game changed so much. Like, now you have to be a stretch four or five.
If I changed rosters, if I put the Lakers roster in the Clippers uniforms,
okay,
and I put the Clippers in the Lakers uniform, how much coverage do the Clippers get?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, it'd be every day. I mean, even though I don't like Kawhi Leonard probably wouldn't say anything, but like people would cover him every day. And that's, you know, Paul George is a good media guy, you know, but it's really just, it's the uniform. It's the stage. It's the bright lights.
So even if LeBron was with the Clippers, the Lakers are still going to be the star.
Yeah, the Lakers. It's a Laker and Dodger town. I mean, you know, I do radio in LA, Dan, and we always know the demos of who listens and what they want and when they turn it on, when they turn it off. And it's literally like, if you want to rank the top five topics, right? Of like what gets the people to listen, it's Lakers, maybe a little Dodgers, Lakers. it's like that level of interest.
Do you remember the first time you sat down with Kobe or interviewed Kobe?
I don't know if I remember the first time. I remember some of the best times, right? Where he, you know, Kobe's like a year older than me. So I was in high school when he came into the league. And I remember when he took Brandy to the prom. That was a big deal. And so when I got to cover him, I just graduated college maybe a year or two earlier. And I think they sent me out there to run quotes. Howard Beck was our beat writer at the time. And I was giving him a morning off or whatever. And I was like, really starstruck because this was like the Shaq Kobe Lakers era. And I'm like a 24-year-old kid, just, you know, hold the microphone, right? And after a little while, like Kobe took note of who was out there. And I remember one time on a road trip, I was filling in. And I think he realized that this was like the first time I'd been on a road trip. And because obviously I wasn't the regular beat guy. And he was about to leave the locker room. We were in Memphis. And he taps me on the shoulder and he goes, hey, I was about to leave. Do you need me for anything?
And
I was, oh my God, well, really? Like that level of understanding that, okay, one, I'm young, I'm not here every day, but I'm clearly filling in for the beat writer that night. And he was going to leave. And I think he kind of knew, like, I'm Kobe, you probably need to talk to me and you're going to look bad if you don't have quotes from me, right? Like, it was just that level of recognition where I didn't even think I was relevant at that point. I didn't think he knew my name.
MVP vote goes to who?
Whew, this year? You know, I think this year it's Jokic, but I want to see how this year finishes, right? Because Jokic, to me, like you have to separate the last 2 years, even though I know it's going to factor in people's mind of like whether you vote for him or not. But like, you know, early in the year, I thought it was Jason Tatum because the Celtics got out to such a great start and he's having a career year. Plus, I think he's a better two-way player. The Celtics kind of faded a little bit here, but why are we ignoring Giannis? Like, they're the best team in the East right now, and Giannis is having a great year. And then, just when you think it's one of those two guys, then Joel Embiid comes out and has an incredible game, and they beat Giannis in the Bucks the other day with him hitting a key shot and getting a defensive play. So I think Jokic feels like the solid front runner right now. But if that East finishes in an interesting way, like say the Bucks stay on this run and they just, you know, build a 4-game lead, it's gonna be hard to not vote for Giannis. Or let's say Philly gets up there. Philly's been playing really well and Embiid has been playing out of his mind. So I think it's one of those three at this point. For a while I thought we were at five, then we were down to four candidates. I think Tatum's kind of fallen out right now. But we'll see how maybe they hit a finishing kick. So it's one of those three, and it's gonna be interesting as we go to the end here to see the, you know, Jokic has such a solid case now, especially with Denver in first place. Like, yeah. I thought he has a better case this year than he has in the last 2 years.
But best team in the West is who?
Yeah. Okay, let's reframe that question. Okay, yeah, I know it's your show, but I'll reframe it.
Okay.
For you. okay, if you had to say there's, you get one team and that's where you're putting all your money on, right? Versus the best team, right? Who do you think is the most likely team to come out of the West at this moment in time, March 8th? I think I'm rolling with Phoenix, right? I think the team I have the most faith in is probably Phoenix right now, just because of their ceiling, because of how much belief I have in Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. And I think my second choice would probably be the Warriors, which is crazy because I know they just lost in Oklahoma City last night, but I know it's the heart of a champion, all that stuff. I just, when I see them and they're good, I'm like, I know it's in there. And I feel like I'm never going to write them off until they finally lose.
Right? Well, we're waiting for Joker and Denver to do something in the postseason.
Yeah.
We're waiting for Giannis to do something. He won an MVP.
Correct.
And if you give him the MVP this year, that's why I have no problem with that. But I'm surprised that Joker is going to win the MVP. Only from the standpoint of the media loves to tell a different story. They've been waiting for Luka to be that MVP, and that's not happening. You know, I still look at the most valuable player in the NBA, and I think it's Kevin Durant. Because where he goes, I mean, he can win a championship. You know, wherever he goes, you got to factor him in. And, you know, here he is in Phoenix, and we're talking about them, you know, perhaps winning a championship. I hope you have a great day, a busy day, and always great to catch up with you. Thank you, Ramona.
Thanks. You know, you're the only one who has more and better bobbleheads than I do.
I've got so many bobbleheads. I don't want any more bobbleheads, but remember when it was the rage? It was like, oh, you got a bobblehead. And then I was at ESPN, they go, hey, you got a bobblehead.
Now it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody probably sends you all of their bobbleheads, right?
Yes. I got a lot of tchotchkes, as we like to say. thank you, Ramona.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Ramona Shelburne. By the way, second straight year ESPN's NBA coverage celebrates International Women's Day with all women-led broadcast, more than 70 women on camera, behind the cameras, leading the NBA coverage there. Mavs Pelicans tips off at 7:30 Eastern. Ramona, you can see her on NBA Today. That starts at 3 Eastern. Always good to talk to her. Plugged in. Take a break. Paulie says we have a hand size update.
Major.
Major hand size update.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Marvin will not be happy.
Ooh. Always comes back to that, doesn't it, Marv?
Always.
Yeah. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Back after this. Oh, Simply Safe Home Security, best home security system of 2023. You know you're really good that here we are in March, and U.S. News has already said that's the best home security system of this year. They didn't even wait till the end of the year. It's like, nope, that's it. But then they said the same thing last year, and then the year before. Simply Safe, a three-peat. It's sort of like Michael Jordan's Bulls, and they did it twice, three-peating. In an emergency, agents use Fast Protect technology only from Simply Safe, capturing critical evidence, verifying a threat is real so you can get priority police dispatch. Nobody else offers that. This is what Simply Safe does. It's simple, simple to install, but it's safe. You can lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm and disarm your system from anywhere. You get 24/7 professional monitoring. It'll cost you under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. SimplySafeDan.com. Go there today. Get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Here we go. I think this is an anniversary for Bon Jovi today. Something like that. Is that right, Todd?
The number one song on this date in 1987.
Oh, it's so bad.
Well,
it's not good.
Oh, man, the union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. Okay, it's tough.
Okay.
It's really tough.
How tough?
And then, let's not even start talking about Gina, okay? She's working for a man. Gotta hold on to what we got, Dan.
And you have to do it right now.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not, okay? Because we've got each other, and that's a lot.
Then no matter what bar you go to, you always got to do this part. Hold on.
Oh, look at Todd back there singing. You're in your glory.
I love it. I got my eyes open for some reason. I usually got them closed.
An anthem.
Yeah.
An anthem.
I just like the way.
You do. Yeah, I hate that.
Figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you.
Mid-80 music, man, you are all over that.
It's just the greatest thing there is.
I can't believe you invited Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels.
Why, though?
I mean, I think she's one of the most beautiful women in the world.
And that's enough of a reason to invite her to our bracket.
It is, but she doesn't know who we are.
You never know when someone's going to say, you know what, she would love to participate. She's a big fan of Norfolk State, and let's go. You just don't know.
Jacqueline Smith is 77 years of age. It still looks unbelievable.
She's all about the bracket sheet.
Yes, she is. Yes. Yes, Paulie.
I just saw a recent picture of her.
Yes.
She's still a one seed.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
It is amazing. She's 77.
It's not fair. It's just not fair. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Okay. This day in sports history, last call for phone calls. The hand size update.
This is huge, Dan. No pun intended.
Is the hand huge?
The highest hand size measurement in the past decade in combine history was turned in by DeJuan Jones, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
Okay.
He's from Indianapolis. He's a senior. He's 6'8", 374.
Okay.
Longest arms of the draft, by the way, as well.
Okay.
Let's play Guess That Hand Size for DeJuan Jones, the good offensive tackle. Very good offensive tackle.
I'm going to start with Todd.
10.27.
Not even close.
No. Seed O'Connor.
11.5.
All right.
Hold on. Now, 11.5 would be 11.5. Okay, just checking.
11.5. Marv?
I'm going to go 11.8.
11.8.
That would be 8-tenths of an inch. Okay, all 11 right. And 8-tenths of an inch.
Wait.
I'm going to go 11.4.
Seton wins closest to the hole, 11 5/8 inches.
Wow. Let's go.
All right. Congratulations.
Let's go.
It's big hands.
Yeah, I don't know if it matters for an offensive lineman.
Right. Well, for holding.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of holding. Yeah.
I mean, no one can hold
that. Hands. I'm holding everything. Damn it.
Do you think he blames his hands? Like, they're just too damn big. Getting called for holding. Sean in D.C., thank you for that hands update.
Of course.
Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing? I got a trivia question for you and the boys based on Monday's vasectomy topic. Do you got a few minutes?
Well, not a few minutes, but, you know, let's make a run at it.
What are the two busiest times of the year for a doctor for scheduling a vasectomy? The two busiest times of the year.
Okay. Paulie, you got an answer.
Yeah, it's coming up next week. It's
Valentine's
always,
Day?
No. It's always mid-March around March Madness. I know that's one of them.
Okay. I think that's right. I think, is that correct, Sean?
One of them.
Okay.
That is correct. That is one of them. Think about it. Nice. How do you want to spend a nice weekend? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Labor Day?
Nope.
Avoiding Labor Day.
It's a tradition like none other.
Oh, the Masters?
The Masters. The weekend of the Masters.
Okay.
3 days undisturbed. 3 days undisturbed rest. So my question to you is, with those two things, what would you rather have? Completely to yourself, 3 days alone. The weekend of the Masters or the first week of the NCAA tournament?
Where I get to sit there, sitting on a bag of frozen peas. I'm going to take the Masters. A tradition unlike any other. Yes, Paul.
If I could get 4 days unbothered by anybody watching the NCAA tournament, I would give up any limb.
Oh,
I'd get a vasectomy. Okay. I get it reversed. I get it back. 4 days? Sure.
Yeah, that first round, just game after game after game.
Pretty good.
That's one of the best sports days of the calendar.
Pretty good. We'd take house arrest with that. I knew a guy who married, got divorced, got a vasectomy, got remarried, got it reversed, and with his new wife, and then had a couple of kids.
Good grief.
I know. I don't know what the reverse is, but it feels like there's a lot more involved than just the vasectomy, the reverse sectomy.
It's not like a nozzle. I mean, there's got to be some cutting and pasting. And
it's more nozzle-like, I guess, than we think.
Yeah.
Just turn that spigot off, turn it back
this
on.
This day in sports history, what do we have there, Paulie?
Not going to compete with that. New York Yankees in 1930 signed Babe Ruth. You've heard of him.
Overrated.
Too soon. $160,000 for a two-year contract. 1954, Dan, for the load management people, the Milwaukee Hawks and Baltimore Bullets NBA teams played the first doubleheader in NBA history. Two games in one day. Now they play two games in 4 days. Joe Frazier, 1971.
But I think on that doubleheader, the score was the same for both games.
Find out tomorrow.
I could be totally out of my league on this. But I think when the Bullets played the Hawks in 1954, they played a doubleheader against each other. I think the score was the same. But I could be wrong. What else do you have? Anything else?
Yeah. Did you know that on this day in 1954, the Bullets and Hawks played two games?
Mm.
And in those two games, the back score was exactly the same. The final score, 65-54.
Okay.
You're correct, Dan Patrick.
Okay.
And 1971, Joe Frazier retained his heavyweight title by defeating Muhammad Ali in a 15-round decision. It was Ali's first loss in 32 professional fights.
Yeah. That was a big deal. That was a big, big deal. I remember white America, it felt like, was rooting for Joe Frazier because, you know, Ali was this loud, you know, this boisterous draft dodger. I mean, there was so much involved in it. I remember that, you know, the battle lines were drawn on something like that. But Joe Frazier beating Ali and stopping a 31-fight winning streak. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ryan Leaf says Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert will ask for and get $230 million guaranteed.
Seton O'Connor.
Aloha.
Aloha is pretty good for Ryan in Honolulu.
Boy, that is tough.
Marv.
Ryan Leaf gets his car fixed right over here.
Yes, he does. Right around the corner. Paulie?
Aloha, Dan.
Just learning Discover credit cards do something really awesome at the end of the first year. Automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Doubled. trips, restaurants, all doubled. Learn more. See the terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. A lot of fun today. Thanks for joining us. We'll try to do better tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.